The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday.
SmackDown.
25th of
Friday.
25th of April. 7:05 in the morning, and our clock is off again. David, if nothing else happens today, let's get this clock fixed. So if for some reason at midnight it goes right back, it loses an hour.
It's a minute off maybe, right?
No, it's a... See what? Look,
oh my God! It's 6:05.
It's an hour and it's an hour and 10 seconds off. I don't mind the 10 seconds. Anyway, hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 6:06 in the morning, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely.
Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, we had Man Up last night.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got a national day today.
Today's National Historic Marker Day.
Oh.
Historic Marker Day.
Well, we were listening to, historic necessarily doesn't mean just in America. I mean, history period, and we just heard this, the world news talking before we came on the air about artifacts in the black market smuggling out of Greece. And when we think about, I know when we went to Rome, for instance, you know, we're walking along artifacts on the ground that are over 2,000 years old plus. And, you know, it's known that you don't touch them, you leave them alone. You don't think, oh, isn't that pretty, that little head or that little rock, and stick it in your purse. So when we talk about National Historic Marks, There's some all over Reading, and a lot of people work hard in trying to create the historical landmarks as well. So today represents Historical Landmark Day. How'd you like me pontificating? Was that good? You're looking at me like I'm exhausted and we haven't even started. Hey, you want to know about the weather? It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios, and guess what? Our high today will be exactly what it is right now. Mostly cloudy, then a slight chance of showers. And tonight, our overnight lows will be 49 with a slight chance of showers. Saturday calls for, again, showers, but don't let that hinder you for the car shows, because like right now, if you were out, you could go to a car show. It may be overcast, but that doesn't mean it's really going to rain. It's a chance of rain. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 64 and Sunday night 49. Monday's calling for, don't you love this? Now we jump up to 82 on Monday and 83 on Tuesday. So we have still in this huge variation of weather. But our forecast is brought to you by our friends that bring us the weather each and every time we read it. And that is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always are very considerate of our veterans and our seniors, and they give you discounts. 365-3793.
And we're here with Katrina, and she brought Harley?
Carmi,
because it's like a carnival with him.
Carmi,
because like, it's like a Carmilla with
it's
him.
It's like Cammy, but Carmi.
Yeah.
Because we got to throw an R in there just to make it cute,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, so what's that mean? Nothing. It means Carmi.
Yeah, I'm not sure what inspired that one.
Carmel? Like caramel?
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe.
You could have called him.
Thank you, David.
You could have called him Gray, because he's gray. He's like a Weimaraner. Kind of.
No, he looks very much like, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you have a little active one on your hands.
I do. He's about a year and a half old. And as we're kind of talking about, he does look very Weimaraner.
Yes.
He came in as a stray. We don't actually know what his history is. I don't know exactly what, all he's mixed with. But he definitely has that look to him. And he is a very, very energetic boy. He's very friendly, as you guys saw. He comes in the room, wants to meet everybody, is really happy to see people. But he definitely is going to thrive, I think, in a home that wants to give him a lot of structure. He's very, very smart, and he's very people oriented. And kind of what I mean by that is he is always looking to you for what's next. Like, he pays a lot of attention to the person that's handling him, and he definitely is very eager to please, and he's pretty smart. He already knows sit and down, just, you know, by putting up your hand. He sits. He's quick about it. And he definitely just seems like a dog that I think wants someone to give him something to do.
Well, I looked up Weimaraner because I knew somebody in the past who had this dog, or this kind of dog, and it says Weimaraners are excellent with kids and yearn to be full-fledged family members. Easy grooming, trainability, a loving nature, and can-do attitude make them a wonderful
mate. Just kind of said that.
Yeah, that's kind of him. That was a good description.
And he looks, if you're wondering, like, on the radio, we'll be doing a picture and we'll post that on our Facebook page. But it's like an interesting one. They have a distinctive color. They're like none other. It's like sleet gray.
Kind of like taupe in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like if you think a gunmetal gray, but with a hint of, I can't even explain, it should be called Weimaraner Gray, you know?
Right.
Well, their nicknames are the Gray Ghost.
And are they really?
They are hunting dogs and very good hunting dogs. But like you said, they're also very, you know, family oriented. And this one does, it looks like he may have a little bit of pity in him only because his head's just a little broader than a regular Weimaraner. But he's friendly, and he's very treat-oriented, as we see. And
very treat-oriented. Yeah.
Now, and it's one of those things that he's come to full growth, and you find him on the streets, and it makes you wonder, because he likes people. He's not scared of people. And I'm sure you pick up animals that are really scared of, you know, people.
Yeah.
And he's not like that. He's outgoing, and he's young, and you can bring him up the way you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And it also says in here that the Weimaraner is an all-purpose gun dog. So if people go out and they hunt, this dog has got some kind of breed, if in fact he is. Characterized by speed and stamina, a good nose and eye, and its courage and intelligence. How can you go wrong? Right here. The best dogs, you know, you get the best dogs at Haven Humane. And you know that when you get this dog, that you can go in and visit them in a room where you can see, you can bring your pets and see if there's compatibility. You know that they're chipped, they're wormed. You know that they're going to stand behind their dogs and cats or any other pets that are, what are the kind of pets do you have there?
Do you chip snakes?
No, we don't chip snakes.
You don't have reptiles?
Once in a while we do. Sometimes. It's so sporadic.
Do you chip goats?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering.
It's a good question. We don't really do any vetting for like farm animals or like, other animals because they need very specific vets that are specialized to their breeds and things.
Okay,
but you do occasionally get horses.
Well, a couple of times.
Talk about the dog. What you think about Carmi?
Well, I think he would do great in pretty much any active home. He's really playful with other dogs, so I think he would do great with a doggy sibling or two. And kind of like we were talking about, like, he is really smart and he does have a lot of energy, but I think it's the kind of energy that you can really rein in if you spend time with him. He just really loves people, and even when you take him out to play, I've noticed when he's off leash, he always comes back to you and wants to interact with you and wants to see, you know, what are we going to do next? So I think he would do great, you know, with anyone who just has some time to spend with him.
Walking, I bet he'd be a great, you know, trail dog.
I think so. He can pull sometimes, but I would say for being so young and so energetic, he doesn't pull as much as I thought he would.
Well, but the thing about pulling is you can break him of that.
You can.
But he's got the build that if you wanted to do your walks, he'd be right there. And even, you know, when you do your doggy race, the doggy dash, I think he'd be right out there.
Oh, he'd love that. And we found out he's kind of easy to dress up. Because we did a spring photo shoot a couple weeks ago with a few of the dogs, and we were able to put like a little vest on him, and he was very good about it. So, just a well-rounded guy.
And Carmi is ready to go home with somebody.
he is. He's ready for his forever home.
He's ready for his forever home and short hair, and he probably doesn't shed very much. He's got that kind of coat that it's just, he doesn't have that inner coat.
Exactly.
So unlike Buford, who sheds enough to make a chihuahua every day, I mean, you could take the hair off that he sheds and just shave a chihuahua and put off that hair on him, and the chihuahua would have more hair than it ever had.
There was Carl's, whatever you want to call it, his morning take on what this dog could actually do, but we're so excited about Haven Humane. What are your hours?
We are open. Our adoption shelter is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And do people need to call beforehand?
You can. I would say it benefits you to make an appointment because it makes sure that we can reserve a space for you, and you're going to be our top priority when you're there, but you can always walk in as well, and we will accommodate you. You just might have to wait a little bit depending on if we're busy or not.
Yeah, if you've got other people in there and you want a room where you can really interact with the pup. So,
and finally, the adoption fees for Carmi.
His adoption fee is only $25.
All right.
Wow.
Another perfect reason to go down and
and
change
get a
your
buddy,
life.
Get a buddy for the next 15
change
years.
Change your world.
Right?
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
We'll be right back. After these messages, we want to talk about a few things that California is going to have the largest firefighting air force in the world, or so it's said. We'll be right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10, you're for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance.
the first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
I love the background vocal on that. With the repeat, you know, what? Yeah. Love it.
Welcome back to Friday. Yeah, we're just a little happy.
Why?
Because it's Cool April Nights Week! Yes!
Speaking of...
7:21 in the morning, about 59 degrees out there, and that's as warm as it's going to get.
65.
Oh, 65. Okay, yeah. It's going to go be 65.
Is it only 59? Because I thought my little temperature thing said, okay, whatever it is.
Oh, it's my computer. My computer
right. That's okay.
Who knows what my computer does. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's going to be 65, and mostly cloudy. All right. So now it's Cool April Nights. If you're driving around, or even if you're downtown and you hear the roar of the fabulous car, we can look out on our window to downtown and we see some of the old classics. People are arriving into town.
Look at that one.
There we go. Hear that? One more time.
I thought that was...
Those were not
man-made.
Are you
doing that? Are you doing that?
Yeah, those are...
I thought that was like...
Well, on cue...
I thought that was like an 18-wheeler coming by with his exhaust brake on. It's not...
There we go. There we go. There's the sound. Yeah. Bullet. One of our favorite movies.
We have some tickets for the car show. We have a family pack for the car show on Saturday.
In my hand.
In her hand. And for the second, get this, the second caller gets these scores these tickets. So if you call first, guess what? I'm throwing it. It's the second caller.
All right, David.
530-605-4567. And the second caller gets four tickets.
And that's tomorrow at the Civic from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And all the cars are going to be
rows
out there.
Rows and rows and rows.
Plus you get to go in the Civic and have special ones. I think it's convertibles in there. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And today. Today.
Second caller.
Cool April Nights vehicle registration goes on today. O'Reilly's Auto Parts, San Francisco Deli Show and Shine starts at 10. Enterprise School, High School Show and Shine starts at 10:30 on Churn Creek Road. Mechanics Bank Show and Shine starts at 11 at 4621 Churn Creek. Cool April Nights Cruise. Okay. The cruise is tonight. Rain or shine, you get to see the cruise.
That's always fun.
You know what?
People rev their cars up.
Well,
they're not supposed to technically rev. They're kind of.
No, they can rev the cars. They can't spin the wheels like you were yelling when we were out there that time. You yelled, burn them, burn them! And the guy did it. And people came running from all over. But he was down the street then, and so you could plausibly deny it. But there's this black marks in front of you because you were there going, burn it!
You know, I think it's very interesting because you have to follow the rules, but yet I think there's a generation of people that you know, that used to do drag racing and did, you know, like the, like what we saw in American Graffiti, where you break the rules. It's part of what it is, you is break what? The rules.
You know what? I'm sorry, but maybe tonight, because I actually have an evening that we're not going somewhere.
You're going to watch American Graffiti?
I think I'm going to watch American Graffiti. Yeah.
I think I'm going to watch that with you.
Well, I was hoping you would. It gets lonely.
Remember a long time ago when we first, when Anselmo's was first open, and he knew some of the stars from American Graffiti, and they came out to Anselmo's.
Yeah.
And they came on our station, actually, in the early days. Yeah. But some of them have passed on. But they signed autographs, and it was wonderful. And they really made a living by, you know, it's almost like the people in Greece. You know, they go from town to town, especially at these car shows or reunions, and they do meet and greets, and they sign autographs, and they have a life after that. It's like created an image for them.
Yeah, so on our station, for a couple years in a row, we had Paul Lamont, who played John,
yep.
Played Bo Hopkins,
uh-huh.
Who played Joe. And Candy Clark, who played Debbie. Three of the main characters in there were here in the station. And you're right. They would go from, I mean, you know, big car shows. And they were paid to go out there and sign autographs and all this. Yeah, it was interesting talking to them about the impact that movie had on them. Because they went on to other movies. They were all relatively young back then. And Bo Hopkins, I believe, has passed a couple years ago. I think Candy Clark is still around, and Paul Lamont, I think, is. I'd have to check. But, you know, it was, if you have not seen the movie, and a lot of people, maybe of a generation, hasn't seen that movie, do yourself a favor. It's got a great cast. It's got Ron Howard and Richard Dreyfuss and Cindy Williams.
And the Harrison blonde
Ford.
In the car. With Suzanne Summers.
Yes, Suzanne Summers. She didn't have I don't even think she had lines in it, but she played a pivotal role in it. And Harrison Ford playing Bob Falfa.
He was great.
Falfa. And you know what? Because they're out in the farm countries down there, you think of Al Falfa. Well, his name was Bob Falfa.
And it was just pure innocent. You know, back in the day, I mean, the most they did maybe is they stole a can of beer and.
It was more to it.
Yeah. So, well, who do we have? Did we have a winner?
Yeah, Frank is on his way to pick up his tickets. I think that might be him pulling in right now. There he is. Yep.
Oh.
Is that Frank?
He was driving and called in. He's on his way.
All right.
Well, here he is. Let's go in. Linda's going to go out and greet Frank. Okay. So all that stuff's going on. And,
That's awesome.
Yeah, wait a minute. Frank's coming in. We're going to have Frank on the show.
Frank, how are you?
Fine, Frank. So what are you going to do? Do you go to this every year?
Well, you know, I went a couple years ago. My son's coming up from Vacaville, all my grandkids. So this is just ideal timing.
Great. Are you going to hit the cruise?
We are. Well, we're not sure about that one yet.
Yeah. Okay. So. I think this tomorrow. I mean, they're going to have all the cars out there, and then inside the Civic.
It's a big show.
Should be a lot of fun.
It should be. I think. And now, is this the first time your grandkids have seen it?
The first time that they will remember. They're a little bit older now, so I think that'd be a lot.
Oh man,
so
great family time.
Maybe you can start a new generation of wrench heads.
Might have to.
Motorheads here.
Might have to.
Thank you so much
for listening. Really appreciate you. Anyway, just pop by. I want to put you on to say good morning and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's take an early break. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:33 in the morning here on the 25th of April. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yes.
And fact, when you're getting down there and planting yourself in, you know, for the cruise, stop in at Foreman's Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters,
family
designers, family-owned.
They're really
family-friendly.
Stand behind their word, and that's what you want with a jeweler is integrity. And so that's, you know, we've been going to them for 18 years. You know, I can't even believe, you know, they made our wedding rings. And then I have never actually asked them to donate something. But I have, along with a group of gals, or we're going to have our May 16th luncheon at the Elks for Chicks and Chaps. And this is a breast cancer fundraiser. And all the money that is raised stays locally. So I love the mission statement. We don't do a lot with brick and mortar. It really goes to helping hands, and we've been blessed to be able to get, you know, checks in the places that really help women and men in situations where maybe insurance doesn't kick in and they need help. So it really it moves my heart, and I feel strongly about it. And so I went into Four Winds, and they donated the most beautiful. In fact, I'm going in Monday with Sheila, who's the president of the Women's Auxiliary for the Rodeo, and we're going to ask Leonard with this beautiful, it's the size of a man's fist. Okay, so I can only say it's like 4 inches, or it's this beautiful, Native American Zuni bolo tie that is like huge. And they donated that, so it's going to be in the live auction. And, again, that was just from their hearts. So I love that about our community, the giving hearts of our community. And when you go into Four Winds Jewelry, you'll see people that are, you know, they buy and they sell and they, do trade, and they will replace stones and fix, you know, mounts. And, you know, if you leave stuff with them, you're in a safe place. That's Four Winds Jewelry. I think I gave a good read because I really meant it from the bottom of my heart.
You know, I'm just looking at the American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Tag. Okay. So here you go.
You're smitten.
And, well, you know, like Richard Dreyfuss, 77. Ron Howard, 74. Paul Lamott, 79. Cindy Williams, who's passed. That was in Laverne and Shirley. She's passed. Candy Clark, 77. Mackenzie Phillips. You know, from
she was a little. She was 14, supposed to be 14, and during.
Oh, she's 65.
She was like a freshman or something when she was riding around in the car with that with.
Paul Lamont.
Yeah.
John. Wolfman Jack died.
Oh, he was so
died when he was like 60 something. Bo Hopkins passed. Harrison Ford.
Still going strong.
82. I'm trying to think of anybody else that's in here. Do you remember the right at the beginning?
Suzanne Somers passed.
Oh yeah, that's right. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a tragedy.
Yes.
They all are. Also. So, anyway. Great memories, but.
So what's going on in the world?
All right. So I wanted to talk about, you know, we always like to look up. Now, this is through CNN. So 5 things to know for April 24th.
From the Clinton News Network.
Well, you know that. No.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. We can agree to disagree.
All right. So are you suddenly in the mood to see Conclave, which we watched before?
I have information about Conclave, so okay. After you finish
right.
with this.
So you're not alone. Since Pope Francis died on Monday, viewers have flocked to Amazon Prime Video to watch the film, which won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay and stars Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci, Isabella Rossellini, and John Lithgow. Although the story is fictional, the movie does offer some insight into the highly secretive voting process the Roman Catholic Church utilizes to choose a new pontiff. What do you have?
Well, they're saying, of course, that the movie is just a movie. But Priest and others in the high ranking and reporters who have been there following conclaves for years are saying the things they got right. They said cinematography was just outstanding. The Sistine Chapel that they rebuilt for this thing, they said was perfect. They said also that the idea of a nun addressing all the cardinals, no.
Okay.
Never happened.
Okay.
And they said, but do they discuss, you know, who should be the next pope? Yes, but not in that sense of there's doubt. And a couple of the people they interviewed said, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in our church and our religion where main protagonist there finds was doubting, and he said that that's just not there. The other thing too about the but how they voted. Yes, and tying, putting a string through all the ballots, yes. He says, but usually by the time they get in there, because after the Pope's died, they're all there now, and they're all chit-chatting. They're all in one hotel, and they have lunches and dinners with each other. By the time they go in to the conclave, it's down to one or two. It's down to, it's three or four. It's not 18, and it goes from there. Now, at one time, back in the 1500s, they did not name a pope for a year. Mm. They couldn't get it together. And so the guy running it says, fine, lock the doors, no food or water. And he held them in there till they came out with an agreement, no food or water. I found that very amusing. And the other thing, too, is the chances of a hermaphrodite being made the pope are really, 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 really astronomically low, which is how the conclave ends. If you haven't seen it yet, I hope it ruined it. They came in here with beautiful photography and the concept, and they, at the end, they throw this thing in there, and it's like, what?
Well, just pick and choose, but, you know, you still get to see some beautiful
footage. The cinematography is really good.
Time to take your, pick your players. The first round to the 2025 NFL Draft begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, with the second and third rounds taking place tomorrow and the remaining four rounds happening on Saturday. Fans can watch all the picks on the NFL Network, on ESPN, CNN Sports, and also live digital coverage. And I know that's really big for certain people who want to see that happening. Now, we're in the 8 o'clock hour. I am so excited to meet this guy. You know, he is an expert in hats and artistry, and he just walked in the door, so we see him in the other room. Okay, also in the five things, coral reefs, okay? Warming oceans have caused the worst coral reef bleaching event in recorded history, according to a new report. Harmful bleaching has grown to include 84% of the ocean reefs, and it's not clear when the crisis will end. Last year was Earth's hottest year on record, and most of the heat went into the oceans. Such high temperatures are deadly to corals, which protect coastlines from erosion and storms. Coral reefs are also known as the rainforests of the sea because they support high levels of biodiversity. So that's something happening. And, of course, we also know hours on number two on this, hours after President Donald Trump launched a fresh tirade. This is according to, you know, five things, against Ukrainian President Vladimir and accused him of harming the peace talks. Russia launched a deadly wave of attacks. Donin missile strikes killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 70 others in the Ukrainian capital early this morning. So Zelensky said Ukraine would not accept that condition because doing so goes against his country's constitution. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Zelensky's position was very harmful for the peace negotiations with Russia.
Well,
that just seems to be a never-ending cluster.
Here's the thing is that you want this war over or not? And what are you willing to give? I mean, there's not going to be an unconditional surrender by either side. So what are you willing to give up? Frankly, you know, at some point, Russia can continue throwing in thousands and thousands and thousands of troops and lives because they have that numbers. Ukraine doesn't. So what are you willing to give up? And then in this, and then we can put American businesses in there and put a protective wall in Ukraine against Russia. I understand they're saying, wait a minute, we didn't start this. And I understand that you didn't. But the other point is Russia can't be totally rewarded for coming in and just taking things.
Number three, FEMA, and as extreme weather events become increasingly damaging and costly, the Trump administration wants to shift the burden of disaster response from the federal government to the states. 6 months after Hurricane Helene, is it Helen or Helene? North California is still trying to recover. 4 days into his second term, Trump visited the region and promised to help with rebuilding. But on April 1st, the CDC team that was planning to travel to the area to survey residents about the recovery needs were fired. I don't know. Is this
there's still money going down there? this is going to keep going.
Well, I'm just telling you that I had FEMA when I was flooded in Sacramento. And it was a cluster, again, because there you were, and you had to wait. My insurance, FEMA, before I could get my insurance, FEMA had said to me, take the carpets. That are, by the way, water came all the way through my house. I was blessed to have an onset of people that came, lifted furniture, put antiques in, you know, buckets, because what happens with furniture, if there's water, it seeps right up like a wick. And so a generous moving company came out, moving right in the middle of this storm. And I remember after having to evacuate, FEMA had said, oh, just use the carpets. Why don't you just have them dry cleaned? The entire house. I had sat there for 2 weeks. Finally, State Farm kicked in. But we got like $5,000, which was not going to cover anything. And I think I've told this before in the air. When I was there with my dad, we both had sledgehammers. We were going to knock out like 2 feet of sheetrock just in order to let the house breathe. And then in the middle of it, he said, wait, how much is the insurance going to cover? And it took months. It took months. So we stopped what we were doing because we weren't sure if it was going to be 2 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet. Long story short is that we just, at that point, took out a personal loan, rented a place for 3 months, and just did the work. We couldn't go through the insurance. Couldn't go through it.
That's because you had State Farm.
And FEMA.
USAA. Okay. When I got hit by a flood, was there. Their stormtroopers were there.
All right.
And they wrote me a check that day for, I don't know, $5,000-$6,000 for expenses and came back and covered everything.
Well, we were covered for living expenses.
And I'm
we
sure
wanted
FEMA
to
was there, but it was an afterthought.
It was a $5,000 what FEMA was going to give us for
anyway, this
that.
Portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Wow.
Just had that done.
You sure did.
3 days ago, had my chip.
$60, fixed the chip, had your vehicle in there, puts it in a climate-controlled atmosphere, fixes it, and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. There is nobody better than Jeff Wurst at fixing windshields. He's been doing it for 32
cracks
years.
Cracks and chips.
Cracks. Either a chip, small chip, up to a 2-foot crack. He can fix it and guarantee it. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Gets your vehicle in, gets it fixed, and you can go on your way. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back talking about 100 things, some of the things. I shouldn't say 100 things. Some of the things that have happened in the first 100 days of the Trump administration.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to RedingPain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's RedingPain.com.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back to Friday, 25th of April, 7:51 in the morning. Yeah, looks like we've got some clouds out today. Maybe a possibility. Rain's not going to stop the show and shines that are going on right now or the cruise tonight. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and the Watchman Procedure. It's the only hospital, Shasta Regional in the North State, providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation. Who need an alternative to blood thinners. That's right. Blood thinners to make sure that heart beats right. They can put the Watchman in. It's about the size of a thin quarter into your heart, and it does away with the need for blood thinners. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman procedure, and Shasta Regional is the only one that can do it up here in the North State. Visit the website, ShastaRegional.com, for more information. If you're a hunter or fisherman, if you're an outdoor person, and you're on blood thinners because of this, you bleed and bruise easy, you got to take a look at this Watchman. All right. Things that have happened in the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Dow Jones Industrial Average has been on a roller coaster.
No kidding. All of our people in the market are working
up and down,
long
up and
hours.
Down. Oh, yeah, up and down and up and down and up and down. Yeah, it's the markets face the worst slide since Corona pandemic. Okay, so, then it goes back up and it finishes. The number of migrant crossings illegally. I added illegally into this, at the U.S. southern border plummeted since the end of the Biden administration to about 8,400 in February. It seems like a lot. But
now, who's putting the story out?
This is USA Today.
Okay.
Anyway, that in Trump's first full month of office, the lowest level in at least, you ready for this, 25 years. In December 2024, President Biden's last full month in office reported 47,000 apprehensions on the border. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took over the federal health agenda. He's already banned some artificial food dyes and promised a report by September explaining the rise in autism cases. The other thing he says is we are failing our children. Obesity, diabetes, you know, the food dyes and all that. He's outlawing food dyes that have been, by the way, outlawed in Europe for decades. All right. The number of deportations by ICE dropped a bit despite the Trump administration efforts to step up the pace. More than 12,000 were deported in February 2024 during Biden's administration to about 11,000 in February 2025 during Trump's administration. The average cost of a dozen large eggs, which became a symbol of inflation during the 2024 presidential campaign, continues to rise amid a bird flu crisis. You're at like $6.23 average, though wholesale prices have begun to drop. How much did they cost you the other day? It wasn't six something. It was like four or five,
well,
wasn't it?
I went two times. I bought some at Safeway, and I ended up getting the 18, and I paid $9.99.
For 18.
And then I went, because I give the dog eggs, and we have eggs, so, you know, we go through them. Then I was at Trader Joe's with you the other day, and I bought a dozen, and I think they were $4.99.
Yeah. So
and that's usual, used to be $3.79 or three, yeah, under so four.
But there's still, how much was it?
I think it was under five.
Yeah,
just
under
slightly
five.
Under five, but. Yeah. You used to be able, you know, buy 2 and 3 dozen eggs, especially if you make deviled eggs, and it's a fun thing to do, and you know.
Right.
Anyway, so they have literally gone up $1 to $1.50.
And
it's better than $5 going up.
We'll see what happens in the next few months, but it's started coming down. Okay. Gulf of Mexico was renamed the Gulf of America, at least in official government publications and a lot of other places. I believe it's one of the news services refuses to say it so they don't get called on during the press briefings. I think that's the way they're doing it. DEI programs were scrapped across federal government agencies and the military. Trump administration also targeted the DEI at private law firms, public universities, and other institutions that receive federal funding. Republican victories seem to be leaving some Republicans nervous because the ways they've been winning and continue to win, the numbers have been dropping as far as the votes. I don't know why that would worry you because you're still winning. Okay. The Black Lives Matter Plaza, two-block stretch in downtown Washington, D.C., was dismantled and repainted, a capitulation by the city government to Trump, according to this article. Susan Crawford won the swing seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court with potential repercussions on everything from abortion rights to legislative redistricting. And, White House overhauled the press pool, the small group of journalists that trapped the president in small spaces and during travel. First, the Associated Press and Reuters and Bloomberg lost their permanent standing in the pool. New media outlets, including some with conservative outlooks, were added to the rotation. Imagine that. You mean two sides? And here's the thing is, why is it all just them? Why, you know, when you look at where people are getting their news, how much of it's coming from the Associated Press, Bloomberg, and Reuters?
Well,
when you take a look at podcasts.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That podcast, very, unusual for, or never has been done, by former, administration. So I commend them for that.
Okay. Here's my favorite, and we gotta end up. Okay. The penguins and seals that are the sole inhabitants of the remote Heard and McDonald Islands in Antarctica were hit with a 10% tariff on any goods they might be thinking about exporting to the United States. Penguins and seals. I guess you could say, since there's no people living there, how are you going to do that? There's no people. Do you see the humor in that? That's what I'm trying to say. But penguins are the sole inhabitants of that's the only things on this island were hit with 10% tariffs.
Yeah.
Obviously, I missed the boat on that one.
I was thinking when you were saying that it wasn't literal.
Oh, no, it's literal.
I was waiting for the put-up at the end.
No, there's no put-up.
I was like, are you talking about teams?
No, it's no.
You're talking about real live mammals, animals.
Penguins and seals, that's the only inhabitants, but they somehow got hit with the 10% tariff. And we've taken way more time.
I was waiting for the punchline.
That is the punchline.
All right.
Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. We're with a gentleman by the name of Mark Dancing Hawk Tunde. I hope I've pronounced that right, and I probably haven't. And he's got a great business that we're going to be talking about.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In what would be a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools that feature stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins is president of the Washington-based Family Research Council. He says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning. And it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump tells Time magazine that Crimea will stay with Russia. The statement comes amid U.S. brokered efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The Black Sea Peninsula in southern Ukraine was seized by Russia in 2014. Then another Russian drone strike on civilian target in Ukraine. An explosive drone hit an apartment building, killing at least 3 people. President Trump continues to see his agenda stalled by federal judges. The district judge in D.C. blocking the president's attempt to add a proof of citizenship requirement to federal voter registration forms. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 233 points, while the Nasdaq trading 35 points higher, and the S&P is down 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
The health of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro is deteriorating following recent surgery. At the same time, prosecutors are demanding he defend himself against charges of staging a coup after his 2022 election loss.
The former president, who is 70, he's been in hospital for nearly 2 weeks. He was admitted with severe pain and he underwent intestinal surgery for about 12 hours. So it's a very delicate situation. He's had many problems, 6 operations, I believe, since he was stabbed during the electoral campaign in 2018.
The BBC's Leonardo Russia. 3 men who plotted to kill a former cage fighter who years before had been convicted of being one of the ringleaders in the UK's biggest ever heist have been sentenced to a collective term of over a century in prison. The sentencing of the 3 men today at London's Central Criminal Court, better known as the Old Bailey. Townhall.com. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including any influence that might be exerted by the executive branch.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have left for Rome. Tomorrow they'll attend the funeral of the late Pope Francis in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your last privately owned, if I say privately owned, it's two people, mom and pop. Even though I don't feel like a mom and pop. You, when I say mom and pop, I might go be able to go for pop, but I never see you as mom. I think of two people that are like, you know, you're wearing a little apron.
Yeah,
your hair's on top of your head.
Yeah, we think about like our grandmother.
There's some flour, flour smudge
exactly.
On your nose.
You know, pie
well,
cooking in the...
Yeah. I think of Superman and Superwoman.
Yeah, well, anyway. Where was I? Oh, hey, welcome to the show. Today, the 25th of April.
You know, in the first hour, I said it was going to be the same weather. Do you want to go ahead and do your read with the...
Like I always do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because if I don't, you know what happens.
You will be so far off.
I will be so far off.
You cannot be off step, so please go.
Thank you. 8:06 in the morning in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Doing good this morning, man.
It's National Historical Marker Day, and Linda waxed eloquently on National Historic Marker Day.
Well, what other day is it, David?
Well, it's also Hug Your Plumber Day.
Whoa. Oh!
Which is kind of, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I'm good.
I unplugged the toilet the other day. Does that make me your plumber?
There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
You mean, okay.
It's also Hairball Awareness Day.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen a hairball?
Come out of a dog's mouth.
A dog?
I've seen cat hairballs.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking a cat. I don't know. I've never been a cat person, so, yeah. Hairballs on the ground, trying to figure out where it came from. Moving right along. Okay, I said in the first hour, because I looked at it incorrectly, I said where it is right now is what it's going to be all day. That's not true, because it's currently 55 degrees, and it's going to get up to 65 degrees today. That will be our high, mostly cloudy, then slight chance of showers. So 65, Jim, if you're listening. Overnight lows of 49 tonight. Tomorrow calls
Jim
for...
Jim always listens.
I love it. He gives the greatest advice. Saturday will be showers likely with our highs of 58, cooler weather there, and overnight lows of 49. Sunday partly sunny with a high of 64 with all of this beautiful car show and shines going on. We're going to give tickets away for the Saturday show and shine. That's the big one at Civic in just a minute. Partly cloudy on Sunday night. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we are now back up in the 80s, 82 on Monday, 83 on Tuesday. And so, yeah, that's where we're going back into that kind of weather after cool April nights. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, there are so many things going on this weekend. With the cool April nights, but there's also things going on like tomorrow night is the Safari Club International Extravaganza down at Wind River. I think it's probably too late to get tickets at this point, but maybe not. Just go to SCIReading.com and see if they are. Linda and I'll be there. I'll be emceeing, and it's a great event. Just a great event. Over $35,000 in prizes. Yeah, go to SCIReading.org. I'm sorry, .org. Maybe there's still a few seats left there. $35,000 just in prizes.
And they learn a lot about conservation.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things, and I love how they want to empower the younger generation in the respect and the honor of our lands.
It's very important to me. You don't have to wear a coat and tie to this.
Come in your camo.
And the food's good. And like I said, everybody seems like, because there's so many items there, seems like every table.
And they give away scholarships. I think they have two scholarships they're going to be giving away.
Yeah.
We'll be announcing that night with two kids.
Absolutely.
And they have to write an essay in their, when they, we had the guy on the other day. When they do their
when they apply about what they're going to do with in the wildlife conservation field, and that can be wildlife biology, they're going to school and all that kind of things. But it's great.
Well, we're going to give tickets away before we start this wonderful interview with something that just is near and dear to my heart, and that is about the creation and artistry of hat making. So we're going to be going there in a second, but first we're going to take our first caller with this last three tickets we have for the car show, and that is for tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That'll get you in three different tickets, and that's at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the big car show. So give us a call at 530-605-4567.
There you go.
Come by and get those tickets today.
Yep, like Frank did. Frank just rolled through picked his up. Now, here's another gentleman that we met that we've never met him before. But we got a lot of people listening out there, so we're real happy about being able to give away tickets and things like that. And you know what? I think later on in the show, let's give away $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Box.
All right, later on.
So you can go out and do that. We'll do that later in the show. But with us right now is Mark Dancing Hawk Kunde. Thank you. How did I find him? I was Enjoy Magazine comes in on the first Monday of each month, and we go through the magazine. And here was an article about this gentleman, and I think I called you that day.
Yes, you did.
And said, come on in just a little bit closer, and saying, if you'd like to be on the show.
And I said, yes, I would.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And one of the reasons was I found it fascinating, your story. But when Linda saw it, she is the hat person
in
the family.
I love hats.
And when she saw that, she goes, he's going to be on the show? I went, uh-huh.
Well, so, we know that they're utilitarian, but they also are statement pieces. They can be art pieces, and they have stories just like jewelry making. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about you, Mark. You've got a very eclectic background.
I have lived a wonderful life. Matter of fact, when I first met my wife, she thought I was a liar because I had done so many things. and I was able to prove that I did all these different things. You know, I was a police officer.
Now, was that early in your career?
as a police officer?
No, I decided at the age of 32 that I was going to go into law enforcement.
Wow.
That was a milestone time in my life. I always loved playing football, and I used to go down to the stadium down at the San Diego Chargers Stadium, and they had a little practice field behind the stadium, and I'd go back there and watch them. And one day Gary Big Hands Johnson came up and said, "Hey, I got to take a break. You want to go in for me?" And I said, "I can." I mean, he says, "Yeah, we're just a bunch of guys just having a lot of fun down here. We're just practicing. You know, it's nothing official." So I got to go in and play with them, and I met a whole bunch of people through that. At that point, I had a carpet cleaning business, and when I was down in that area, I'd stop in and watch them, and got to do several of their homes. Ended up doing Raleigh Fingers' home up on Mount Helix, and
he was a famous pitcher for the Oakland. I think it was Oakland for a while.
I think it was for
Oakland. So yeah, Raleigh Fingers, and big mustache.
Yeah, and it was either pursue going into football or pursue going into the police department. And my brother looked at me and he says, "Mark, you're going to go into the NFL. You're going to get hit once, and you're going to be sent to the moon." And so I said,
"You're not a huge guy."
I'm not a huge guy.
Yeah.
So I decided to, even though I had already put in all my applications and got responses back from the Chargers and all, I decided, well, let's go the route of police officer. And so I went the route of police officer and ended up hitting a wall and got launched into the, you know, anyway.
Was that down in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay.
So how long were you a police officer?
Oh, about 4 years.
Four years.
I got a medical discharge because I hit a wall at 70 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And died in the hospital and heard a voice that said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "No, sir, I'm not." And here I am today.
Well.
Wow.
So God is good, and he's taken that life that he spared and blessed it, and here I am on the radio this morning.
And well, nice for you to listen to that voice, that you have heard the voice, and I can tell that you live through hearing the voice still.
It's the only way to live.
Right.
You have to be observant to what he wants you to do. There's so many times that he speaks to you, and if you don't do what he says, you can get yourself in a little bit of trouble. I found that out, too.
We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Mark Dancing Hawk Cundy. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community bank started 17, 18 years ago. Started in Red Bluff and spread to Redding and Anderson. One branch in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We really like this bank. It's like the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. We do both our personal and our business banking with Cornerstone. Cornerstone is merging with Plumas, another local bank out of Quincy. So it'll be 19 branches. So there'll be no more branches, but the same great friendly service that you get at Cornerstone. And that merger is going to be toward the end of the summer here. And we'll have more information on that as we get closer. But to learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with the Hat Whisperer.
We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plans. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in 69 he died.
Song's about a hat.
Yeah.
You ever heard hat band?
Now the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. But someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. A real special lady gave me this hat pin. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky.
rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, it's ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
All right.
I love that. Okay.
Chris LeDoux.
Got a great story song. That when John Wayne's house burnt down, you know, in Orange County, his wife at that time, the only thing she could run in and say was his cowboy hat. That's the truth. It's the truth. And by the way, if you called for those three tickets for the car show, something happened with the telephone. David answered. It didn't go through. We don't know if you went out of, but do call back because we're saving those for you. Call back. We don't know who you are. But there's three tickets call.
So in reality, anybody that calls 530-605-4567 is going to score three tickets for the big car show Saturday.
At the Civic.
And we are here with Mark Dancing Hall Kunde, who has had a eclectic life as law enforcement, looked at, you know, pro football, had his own carpet cleaning business. You see what else is in here?
He's been in a band. Stuff.
And then
singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
So I had the Double Cross Band here in Reading for 6.5 years, and that was just a wonderful group of people to play with. And my lead guitar player and his wife, who was one of the singers, decided that they wanted to get out of California, and they sold everything and moved to Oklahoma. And,
wow.
And they're living the good life back there, and they call God's country. I think Texas is more God's country.
I think Oklahoma is tornado country.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, that was a calling for them.
Yeah, when you look at homes for sale, you know, out in Oklahoma, a lot of them will say storm shelter. You know, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to buy a house that I know at some point I'm going to have to run down
underground,
try and get the horse in there and the dogs and everything.
So is that why the band disbanded? Because your right hand guy, it was like, how do I do music without? Yeah, you have a ride, you have a rhythm, you've got a thing, and it's, you know, time to maybe make change. So now your creativity, I'm sure you probably play guitar and still do your thing, but you've started a hat business.
Well, when the band decided to just retire, because it was just going to be too hard to replace and duplicate what we had, we were such a great family, I took the music studio that I had at the house, tore it all down, and turned it into my hat studio. And so now I've got steamers and tables for working on this, and my burning table, and my all the different stuff. I got a wall where all the different hats that I make and have available are hanging there. And just, I've got one little corner that's a karaoke corner that I can still get up and sing if I want to.
Did you, when did you realize that you had a knack for, I mean, because you can buy a hat in a certain size, but then you've got to create it. Or do you build it from scratch? What's your technique?
What I like to do is take, a matter of fact, when I leave here, I'll probably look around for a couple yard sales. I go to yard sales, I go to thrift stores, I get phone calls from people telling me, hey, I've got a bunch of hats that I don't wear anymore, I want to donate them to you, and I love that.
Ooh.
Anyway, I take an old hat that has been just disregarded, set off on the shelf. Some of them are out in the barn that they're just filthy dirty. I had one that was so dirty I thought it was a brown hat. It turned out after I cleaned it was black. And I take the hats and I'll reshape them, you know, because a cowboy hat doesn't have to be a cowboy hat.
Right.
It's a piece of wool that's a blank canvas. When a hat maker makes a hat from scratch, they'll take what they call a cone, and it's just a piece of wool in just this weird rough shape. And then we've got these blocks that we shape them to the different sizes and start creating. You know, you start shaping it to whatever you want it. If you want it to be a Gus, or if you want it to be a flat top, or whatever, you know.
When you said Gus, I went, thumbs up.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah.
A matter of fact,
that's
right, a beautiful
there,
hat.
It was just a regular cowboy hat that I decided to take and reshape it. and then create it into what you're seeing there in the magazine.
Well, now, your artistic ability, because it's this is artistry. It started at a young age, though. Is that correct?
When I was 2 years old, my mom would set me down in church, and to keep me quiet, she would take a piece of paper and draw squiggly lines on it and hand it to me, and I would have to make something out of those squiggly lines.
Wow.
And so that was, you know, that kept me occupied, a little high-strung, high-energy little kid, you know. And so that's where I started with my art, and it went up to, oh, shoot, I've done just about everything from painting to wood sculpting. I do Native American art. I take hollow oak logs and make drums out of them. I carve scenes and stuff into the sides of them. And,
well, Mark, it was hats, though. Something called out to you. Because, like you said, you could have done a number of different things. Hats is kind of, to me, is kind of an unusual. Even though that, you know, I seeing your work, I understand why you're doing it. And obviously you are just outstanding at it. But what called you to the hat?
The main thing that called me to it was that I had so many hats that I was tired of. And so I decided, well, I can remake these hats into something that is something I would want to wear again. And that's why I call my business Worn Again Hats. And because so many people have hats out there that are just sitting on a shelf because at that point in time they were into the cowboys. Well, now they're not into cowboy stuff anymore. And so I can take a hat like that and transform it into just about anything. You know, they still like wearing hats, but they're not into cowboy stuff anymore. So, you know, I'll take that and turn it into a fedora or whatever, you know, just trimming down the brim and reshaping the crown. And so I started doing that with my own hats. And then I would say, well, you know, I really would like to do this for a hat band, or I'd like to do that and put this on it. And I put a number 87 on all my hats. That's how you can tell it's an actual worn-again hat is the number 87.
And what does that represent? Why that number?
It was my football number back in my early days.
Okay.
And when I met my wife, she was going through my closet one day. I think she was looking to see if there was any other women's clothing
in my
closet. Yeah,
okay,
you know
how we do it, yeah.
So
looking for numbers.
She all of a sudden she pulled out my jersey and number 87, and she sat down on the bed, and I said, yeah, that's my old football jersey. And she says, this was mine and my boyfriend in high school's lucky number. And so 87 had been such a prolific number in both of our lives. When we decided to get married on the 87th day of the year.
Oh, I love that.
And when we went on our honeymoon, one of the hotel rooms that we checked into the hotel room, we got our key and went in room 87.
Mm.
We went to Magic Mountain, and the first ride we rode on was the Viper, and we looked at the program. It was number 87. We went into the karaoke studio that was there, and we liked to sing together, and one of the songs we sang all the time was Mama, He's Crazy. And we decided we're going to sing that song, and we looked at it. It was number 87. So,
and you're going to be married 87 years,
yes.
And you're going to have, okay. No, you know, isn't that funny how that kind of just fell into it like
so,
that?
So, yeah. You know, the 87 has been such a big number in my life that I just decided, well, that's my trademark.
Okay, number 87. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you're an indigenous person and you pay homage with a lot of the things that you do, other art that you do. We'll talk about that when we get back. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Last night we have a radio show on Thursday night, so myself and a couple of buddies, we call it Man Up. And you're going to get somebody rolling in there looking for a cowboy hat, because I was telling him you were going to be on this morning, and he goes, I need one. And we're going to talk about cowboy hats and rodeos And, you know, where people say, well, you know, do I need a cowboy hat? You need a cowboy
hat. Yeah, it's rodeo season.
Yep. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Been with us since the day we began over 15 years ago. And I can't say enough about it. It was founded in 1960. It's been in the same location since 1967 in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. Great haircuts. I've never been disappointed. You can make an appointment like I do by calling them at 530-244-9478. And you set up your time that works for you. You come rolling in there, get a great haircut, have a good time, and roll out. And it's, like I said, it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with the Hat Whisperer, even though that's not the name of his business. We'll be right back.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Friday, the 25th of April, 8:38 in the morning. And, the Redding Rodeo is coming strong. And May 14th through the 17th, get your tickets at reddingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. It's going to cost you more. You may not even get real tickets, and that's happened also. reddingrodeo.com for your tickets. Saturday night sells out. Friday night sells out. It's going to go from Wednesday through Saturday. 4 days, the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Right up here in our beautiful home of Redding.
And Wednesday's going to be Native American night. Before we go to the phones, you do some artwork, some indigenous artwork, which would be dance shields and powwow drums. So that's also part of your artistry.
I do dance sticks, the drums, not just the powwow drums, but just personal drums. And I take and find hollow oak logs, and I'll chip them out and take the bark off them and carve scenes into them around the sides. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put the tops on them, the rawhide tops. And that's always been fun to do. I haven't done as many lately. I've been more doing the drums and the music. The band took up a lot of time there for 6.5 years. But I just got a hold of a big, it's about, I think I measured it out, 36 inch wide, 2 foot tall oak hollow log.
Fabulous.
That I'm letting it cure right now,
right.
And that'll be a project for this summer.
We got a caller on the line. Good morning, Pat. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. You know, a while back when we were playing that gig with Linda, Joey bought what ended up being a new Stetson hat, but the hat had not been formed. It's just, you know, the brim is flat. Is that something this gentleman, can you take that hat and turn it into a cowboy hat?
I can turn it into whatever you want, whether as far as whatever style you want. There's, probably 30 different styles of hats.
He'd be going for a cowboy. I think he'd be going for a cowboy hat. It's a Stetson. It's a black one, so.
Yeah, that's real easy. That takes half an hour to steam it all up,
right,
and get it shaped. And
so your studio is in Cottonwood, and we're going to be on our Facebook page. We're going to be leaving Pat all his information so people can make appointments.
Yeah, his phone number, everything. So yeah,
all right, that sounds great.
Thank you, Pat.
Because I'm going to him too. So
take care, you guys. Bye bye.
All right, thanks,
right.
Pat.
Thanks.
So go ahead.
Well, shaping hats. I mean, that's an art. And, I mean, because if they're felt, you're steaming them. And so you can get that shape. Now, I've got a cowboy hat. And I like the Gus. I mean, I really like that style.
Yeah.
Well, when I bought it, it wasn't a Gus. So I tried to have somebody. And so it's kind of like a modified Gus. Not a lot. So that's one of the hats I want you to look at so we can modify it
some
more. And I'm, now, I'm sitting here with a straw cowboy hat that I've had, obviously, for years. And I'm going to, you know, give this to you. Not give it to you, but I need to have the sweatband done. Is there a way you can make that into a Gus? Or am I going to have to? It's probably, this would be kind of really difficult.
Because it's straw?
It depends on whether it's been shellacked or not. A lot of times they'll take and put a coating not resin, but just a stiffener on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if if it's not shellacked really hard like that, then it can be reshaped, but it's something I don't like to reshape.
I can understand that. Yeah. Yeah, there's some minor things on this that, you know, I'm going to entrust to you to do.
It's a work hat.
But I am going to come see you about getting – it's very difficult to find a Gus straw hat.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So can you make those, or is there a way for you to do those?
You know, my grandmother told me can't never did nothing.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that it is possible, and I will research it, and if it's possible, I will do it.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
And we'd love to have you share the story about the man who's turning 96 and had a hat.
He's turning 90.
90.
Oh, okay.
He called me up 2 weeks ago and said that he has a hat that he wore back in the 60s, had a picture of him with the hat on from back in the 60s. And he said, you know, I would like to wear it for my birthday. It's actually tomorrow is his birthday. And so I said, well, yeah, let me come out and grab it. So I ran out and picked it up. And it was in bad shape. It had stains all over. I had to do two major cleanings on it, and then it was so old that the felt was really thin on it. And so I had to do about four coats of stiffening on it, and got it shaped back into where it was. He didn't want any of the holes that it had in it. He didn't want them repaired. He said that gives it character. I said I agree. You know, those holes tell a story, and so I did it. I had to hand sew a new sweatband in because his had completely disintegrated, worse than yours.
Worse than mine.
And what happens with a wool hat is when those hat bands disintegrate, they shrink. Every time they get wet, they'll shrink. And so he was wearing it just on the top of his head.
Yeah.
It had shrunk down to a 6 7/8, and it was actually a 7 1/8 when I took it all apart and saw the tag in it.
Yeah.
So I stretched it back to a 7 1/8, hand sewed a new sweatband in it, and made him a hat band and put this little star here on it
because his
grandson is a sheriff. And so we paid tribute to his grandson, you know, with his hat.
Uh-huh.
And so tomorrow he's going to sport it. And
and what Mark's talking about on the hat band, he can put pins and other things. In this case, it was a sheriff's deputy's badge, a miniature that goes right in front.
Right. Yeah, you need one with Marine Corps.
Yeah, I know where I can get those.
So do I. I've got all these. You know what? I see people that have clothes made for them and all this, and I would just probably from one time, you know,
love to
like
have
to have a hat
that's made for you.
That's made for me.
Yeah, there's statement.
I was looking through your web page, and I saw that you had Demetria from Danger Kitty. I made her a custom hat that's a Danger Kitty hat.
Oh, Demetra Fries.
Yes.
And she will be singing the national anthem at the rodeo on Friday night.
And I made a hat up for her that has a little spiked collar around the edge. And I took some different, her favorite colors are blues and greens, and so I took blues and green threads and wrapped it around that to make it look like the cat had been playing with the ball. Geez. And I burnt flowers into it and then a little kitty cat and the logo Danger Kitty on it, and she loves it.
Flipped out. I can't wait to
I've got
maybe
pictures
she's wearing
of it.
That Friday night, you know.
Well, we've got to take a quick break here, and we're with Mark Kunde. I got it. And from Worn Again Hats, his phone number, and we're going to put it on our Facebook page, is 530-515-5237. And I think he's the only one around this whole area that does this kind of work. And if you got an old hat that needs to be refurbished, or maybe you're looking for that special hat, Mark's probably the one you want to talk to. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to RedingPain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's RedingPain.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Welcome back. Hey, it's our last segment on Friday. We've made it this far, but I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. We still got 10 minutes to go. Here on the 25th of April, it's going to be kind of the weather you're seeing right now for the weekend. It's going to start clearing up on Sunday. Next week will be back up to sunny and 85, 87 degrees. You know, there may be some rain in the forecast, but it's not for sure. So we got the cruise tonight. We got show and shines today, show and shines tomorrow. You got the big car show tomorrow down at the Civic. You're going to have a great time. It finishes up on Sunday when they have their Circle of Champions. So, and I believe that's free to everybody. You can see the ones that won on Sunday down at the Civic. We're here with
Mark Dancing Hawk Cundy, and he, there is a wonderful article in the Enjoy magazine, where you can see some of his works, and we can talk about it, and we'll show some of this to you as well, on our Facebook post. But how do you take appointments? How do people get a hold of you, Mark?
Just give me a phone call.
And that would be?
530-515-5237.
Okay.
And I'm down in Cottonwood. I've got a studio at my home. And it's where I work, and I've got a wall that I've got the hats that I've completed that haven't been sold yet, and there's probably about 15 of them that are ready to go out the door.
Ooh. Let's just say the Reading Rodeo starts May 14th. And here's the thing about cowboy hats. And you don't need to be a cowboy to wear a cowboy hat. But when you go to rodeo, it's always nice to have a cowboy hat. And even if you only wear it twice, three times a year. However, you're going to, you know, find that a lot of times you just put that cowboy hat on when you go to other things, too. So if you don't have one and you're looking for a special one, I think it's probably, you could give Mark a call at 530-515-5237. Take a look at them.
Yeah, we can, if you're looking for something in particular and tell me the size, I can look around and see if I've got one that size. Or,
in your network.
Yeah, or I will be on the hunt for
right,
it.
Right, right.
And that's the best thing. I mean, he's going to take, maybe you got an old hat that needs to be a little bit refurbished. Like, I'd like to have mine reshaped. And I don't know if he'll be able to do that, if I'm going to have to, we're going to have to start from scratch. You know, just an unshaped hat.
Well, most likely we can redo yours.
Well, you have some felt ones. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the felt ones.
Right.
You know, the sweatband here, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, the felt, a couple, I've got, I don't know, three felt.
Yeah.
So, okay. How do people, when you're doing this, is this, I mean, you've got all the equipment there, and you've gotten into this business. Are there a lot of people that know about you?
No, and that's what's great about you having me on today is getting my name out there. There's a lot of people in town that do hat burning, and they have their little stands at the different I think Frontier Days. They had somebody out there that was, you walk up and you buy a brand new hat, and they'll do some burning on it and do a hat band real quick, and they're out the door. But I like to sit down with the person and talk to them over a cup of coffee or whatever and have them tell me a bunch of personal things about themselves, what they like, what they don't like, and maybe bring some little treasures that
I love that
would be good on them. It's like, you know, somebody says, well, you know, I really like cats, or I really like this, or I like that, so I can incorporate those different things and making that hat personal to them. And it's not just a hat to wear someplace. It's a piece of artwork that can be handed down to your kids, your grandkids, and all that stuff. This is a hat Grandpa used to wear all the time, you know. I've got a whole bunch of grandkids and kids, and so I have to have a whole bunch of hats. I think I counted the other day, personal hats. I have like about 15 to 20 personal hats.
Right.
That, you know, you walk into my bedroom and there they are all on the wall.
Right.
Then you go out to the studio and my wife says, what if you die? What am I going to do with all these hats? I said, start giving them away.
Right.
You know, they're souvenirs, you know.
Our kids, the kids want my saddle. And they said, don't you ever let that saddle go anywhere.
Because we
want your saddle. We're going to put it up here in the living room. And I thought, well, why not give them a couple of hats, too, now that I've been talking to you, you know, that we wear.
So, oh, yeah.
When people come to you to either have a hat refurbished or to have one, I find it really interesting that you sit down with them and find out about them. So then that gives you an idea of shaping and all the other things.
Well,
too.
That kind of came about because I used to have a DJ business here in town, Dancing Hawk Entertainment, and I did a lot of weddings and stuff. And I would always sit down with the bride and groom, and I would go over all their playlists and everything. I had a little sheet to, okay, what do you want this group of people to walk into? And I would just program it out. And so now that I kind of do the same thing with the hats. And so what style of hats are you looking for? What kind of hat band are you looking for? What do you want to portray with this hat?
Right.
I've got people that one guy had he really likes his whiskey, and so he's got a copper still in his man cave, and so he wanted a moonshiner's hat.
Okay.
And so I took him, I found an old fedora that just had really good patina on it. And I took and I made a hole in it like it had been shot by the revenuers.
Yes.
And I ran a stick through it, you know, to make it look, you know, like, well, you know, you can pull a stick out and use it for a toothpick or whatever, you know, and matches on the side of it and just made it to where what an old moonshiner's hat might look like. And, so, you know, that's up in Utah right now in his man cave. But, yeah, I just want to make sure that the hat is personalized to the person, you know. It's if they have something that was their parents that meant a lot to them, that's small enough that we can put on a hat, you know.
Sure.
Incorporate that because they can carry. This was my dad's hat, and
the one that you brought in today.
Yeah, and it was
and wore and are wearing.
It was a cowboy hat at the time, and I had too many cowboy hats, so I reshaped it and put the burn on it, and then I put a badge on it, and I've got my 9mm, so if I'm ever someplace and I run out of bullets and I need them, I got them right there.
And there's some chain on it, too.
Yeah, some chain and a feather, and, you know.
Yep.
Looks great.
It's fabulous.
Did some burning and
Well, we're gonna have to run here. And
thank you so
we're here
much
with
for
Mark
being
Kunde.
With us.
Well, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me in.
Worn Again Hats. His phone number is 530-515-5237. He's on Facebook, and we're gonna have this. We're doing a video today. We're putting on Facebook. We're trying that out. So thanks a lot so much for being with us today.
And if anybody has hats out there that they want to donate, just give me a call. I'll take those too.
There you go. hey, on Monday, the Renaissance Fair is going to join us along with a couple other guests. So it'll be a lot of huzzahing going on Monday morning. So much to do and so little time this weekend. But the cruises tonight, the big car show tomorrow for Cool April Nights, so many things happening. Have a great time this weekend, my friends, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.